California state officials are meeting this weekend in hopes of closing the nation's biggest state budget deficit. In the next half hour of All Things Considered, we'll talk to California Governor Gray Davis about that budget and about the effort to remove him from office. But first, I want you to hear a sound that's becoming much less common across the nation. It's the sound of a construction worker putting together an office building in Washington, D.C. The worker perches on the edge of a steel girder, 70 feet in the air. He's swinging a sledgehammer one-handed, pounding home a bolt that's almost the size of his arm. Keep that image in mind, if you would, because the commercial real estate market can often show you where the economy is doing well and where it's not. Businesses open new offices when they expand and leave behind vacant buildings when they fail. And analysts say they've rarely seen a time when the market was so bad in so many places as it is right now. Home builders are extremely busy, but with a few exceptions, commercial builders are not. And instead of construction sites, you're more likely to see empty buildings, like the one that real estate broker Warren Amason showed us this week in Northern Virginia.
We're standing at Loudoun Gateway, which is a commercial office park at the intersection of 606 and 28 in Loudoun County, Virginia.
And this is how many floors?
This is a four-story, actually 102,000 square foot building.
I can't help but notice that the only cars in the parking lot are yours and mine.
That's because it is a completely empty building.
Can you show us around?
Sure.
This building was finished 2 years ago, just as all the area's technology firms were going out of business.
Very shiny.
Brand new. Barely touched by human hands.
How often have you been showing it?
Well, we showed it a lot when it first opened. Now it's less frequent, I'll put it that way. This is a typical but very well done suburban office building.
The bare concrete floors are the size of two football fields. This is what the office market looks like when the nation's unemployment rate hits 6.4%. Warren Amason works for a nationwide real estate firm called Grubb & Ellis. And we got an update on several cities from the company's chief researcher, Bob Bach. During the slow economy a decade ago, the office market suffered in some cities but remained strong in others. This time around, Bach says that so many different industries fired so many workers so quickly that almost every major city has surplus office space.
The recession was so virulent and companies were so quick to lay people off that drove the vacancy rate up very sharply.
San Francisco is startling to me. This is downtown San Francisco. It's on this peninsula. There's only so much land. It's always been known as being colossally expensive, and yet you have a commercial vacancy rate of 21.7% downtown.
A lot of technology companies that were occupying space downtown that are now simply not there anymore. It's just a wholesale evaporation of tenants. The south of Market area has been hit the hardest. The vacancy rate there was, you know, in the single digits about 3 years ago. Now it was up, I believe, close to 40-50% in that range.
Dallas-Fort Worth. What's going wrong in Dallas-Fort Worth?
Dallas has a fair number of telecom companies, and they've had a lot of downsizing in that corridor. Also, there are a number of corporate headquarters in Dallas. That has hurt. Downtown Dallas, you know, it's a beautiful skyline, but it's just not terribly popular with tenants in general.
What other cities that we haven't mentioned seem to have particularly interesting stories to you?
I find Chicago interesting. It is a diversified economy, but it has been hit by a number of high-profile businesses that are having trouble, such as Arthur Andersen.
Researcher Bob Bach says there's one major exception to the nationwide trend, and that exception also tells you how the economy is changing. It's the nation's capital, in particular Washington's downtown, the place where we heard that construction worker hammering a moment ago. Bach says the federal government is spending billions of extra dollars.
Now, there was some speculation after 9/11 that if Washington became a target for terrorists, that would have the effect of driving tenants out of Washington, D.C. But I think the general opinion now is that Washington is going to be the best defended and certainly the best guarded piece of real estate in the United States. So, you know, that might be the place to be.
You know, if we walk up this ladder, you'll probably be able to get a panorama of the site.
Construction manager Ron Hayes led us into the unfinished office tower of Washington's Gallery Place. Looking down through the girders, you see workers pouring concrete floors for offices, stores, theaters, and condominiums. Looking up, Hayes sees a giant yellow crane. Other cranes tower over other projects up and down the street.
Somebody told me they counted 15 tower cranes yesterday visible from the top of this building. It's an extraordinary development taking place in this part of the city right now.
Ron Hayes is wearing a red hard hat with the logo of Acreage, a firm that's building two office towers within a block of each other. Acreage kept its plans to build in Washington after September 11, and right through the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Though few tenants have signed up for their office space, the company is confident that clients will come. Acreage President Matt Klein met us in a trailer at the Gallery Place construction site.
There are not many locations that happen to be right in between the White House and the Capitol.
If you're a law firm, you want to be here.
If you're a law firm, if you're a lobbyist, if you're an association.
The government's spending more.
The government's absolutely spending more.
Which agencies are leasing more space?
There's been an array of people. The Department of Defense and obviously the Pentagon have gone through a meaningful growth phase. Department of Justice, SEC, has grown quite a bit in their use of space.
They've been busy, haven't they?
They have been very busy. Washington and that particular node may be the one beneficiary of that whole debacle.
Not far from this construction site, in fact, just across the Potomac River, the recent history of one pair of buildings can tell you a lot about the changing economy. MCI WorldCom owned those buildings until the company collapsed. Last year, former WorldCom employees moved out. The Federal Transportation Security Administration moved in.